9106. Hopefully they'll come, because he's going out in traffic and yelling at cars and everything, so they really need to come.
So I just talked to the dispatcher at 911. He said the police have been there multiple times, and the street response has been there. And unless he's doing something, you know, violent or criminal, then he said he is going to let the officer know that's in that area. He doesn't know if he'll, you know, go back over there. But if he's doing something, you know, criminal, then we can call back and escalate it, and they will respond.
Well, criminal, no. He's smoking in the bus shelter. And when I got out of the car to ask him to go, he got up in my face and was just yelling. And so I just got back in my car, because he's definitely super 1234 and really loud. So, but he is walking around in the street, and he's going to get hit by a car. Traffic's going to having to stop to go around him and stuff. So he's causing cars to have to go in the oncoming lanes and things.
I copy. Well, hopefully one of those people will also call them, and if they, you know, get enough calls from people, maybe they'll head back over there. And unfortunately, as they said, they're kind of out of resources. They've tried to make contact. They can't. They don't know what else to do at this point.
Oh my gosh, he just about got hit by a car just now. Oh my gosh. This car had to slam on their brakes, and then, oh wow. Yeah, this guy, oh my gosh. Okay, well, I don't know what else to do then.
I copy. I'll call back and let them know that he's running out in traffic, that he almost got hit by a car, somebody had to slam on their brakes. So if you want to kind of stay there and see if he does anything else while I call them again.
Okay, we'll do.